3 in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. WSJM. We've already been awake for hours.
And now we continue. This is the Moody of the Morning Show with Ray Gustafson at the Echo Desk, and it's time on this Tuesday morning to find out what's on your mind with Dr. Mitzi Kalin from Thrive Psychology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. That's your line, isn't it?
Oh, right. Welcome back to you. I know I've missed you. And I don't know if you realize when you've been gone, all this time has passed. Thanksgiving is in 2 days.
I know.
How are you feeling about that?
It's amazing. I'm feeling pretty good about it, actually.
Good. Well, and you know what? I am, too. Some people don't.
I know.
And some people expect to, and then they get really disappointed when they don't have a great time. So I want to talk about that today a little
bit. So we kind of set ourselves up for that, don't we?
We do. Yeah. We absolutely set ourselves up for it.
So where do we start?
Well, so what I'm thinking is, well, let me say this first. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a series called Healthy Holidays.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's exciting. So we're going to look at some of the stressors of the holidays, learn what causes them, and then how to take the steps that will relieve and diminish them so we can really have the joyful season we're expecting.
Okay.
So let's start with family stress.
Because that's what's going to happen over the next couple of days.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, it is. It seems to be a big issue for a lot of us. Even when we love our families, it can be stressful to be around them, especially if you're going out of town, you're all together for a number of days. And so let's talk about that.
All right. Why do we get so stressed about seeing family, in your estimation? They're the ones that we're supposed to bring us the most joy and happiness. And
that's a very good question. And I think the answer is that we most often have unrealistic expectations of what it's supposed to look like. So we watch Christmas specials. We have memories from childhood. We feel like it's always supposed to be that way. And we don't take into account that things change. Also, with social media, everyone seems perfect. And with Christmas cards, and they're all so pretty, and everyone looks so happy. And then by comparison, we feel like we're falling short. And we have such great expectations about family relationships and all the activities we're planning during this time. And often we're let down from that because life isn't perfect.
Exactly.
So the other day,
the other side of Facebook proves that.
Right. It does. Yes, it does. The other day I was looking at, you know, that Norman Rockwell painting where, you know, I think it's the dad or the grandfather that has the big turkey.
Yeah.
And all the family is looking at him. And on the other side of this, we have, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is my favorite.
The exploding turkey.
Yes. And usually we fall somewhere in the middle of those two ideas. We know that's not really close to reality.
Right.
It never works out that way. One time I got this beautiful turkey for a bunch of friends were getting together, and we cut open the turkey and it was raw inside. So we ended up having to have pizza rolls and like cheese sticks for Thanksgiving.
Were you at least able to throw it back in and finish the cooking, or was it shot at that point?
I think it had been out so long that we were a little worried about recooking it.
But salmonella and all that.
Exactly. But I remember it as a really fun memory. So why do I remember it as fun when it could have been a disaster?
Yeah.
So whether we know it or not, we all have certain expectations for the holidays that often go unsaid or aren't acknowledged even by ourselves. So this leads to an inner conflict. We tend to hold subconscious beliefs about what a holiday should look and feel like, but we may not actually want to do much of any of it. We may not actually enjoy what we expect will bring us joy during the holidays.
Is it because it's too much work? Or
well, and I think we've just learned. So here's some examples.
All right.
So maybe somebody feels like they should go to a large family gathering, but they dread it because they're an introvert and it overwhelms them. Mm-hmm. But that's just what you're supposed to do. Or maybe somebody feels they should buy expensive gifts. It's a large investment, and gift giving is not their love language, so they feel resentful instead of joyful.
Yeah.
My mom reminded me yesterday, I was talking to her about this, and she said, don't you think maybe sometimes we learn that the holidays should be stressful? And I hear that a lot, that people, oh, the holidays are coming, I can't wait till they're over. And that's just kind of a negative place to begin with.
Sure is.
Yeah. So all of this leads to some different points here. So obviously expectations. The holidays should be fun. They should be joyful. Everybody should be healthy. Everybody should be getting along.
After experiencing the fact that it doesn't always work out that way, you'd think that we would learn that, all right, let's temper those expectations. But we still have the, you know, thanks, Norman Rockwell, we still have this ideal that we want to achieve, right?
Exactly. So something bad happens or just something neutral and doesn't go with our expectations and we just think, oh, that's a one-off, next year will be better, instead of changing our own expectations. Also, we have some complex and shifting family structures. So our traditions clash. So if there's divorce and remarriage, for instance, holidays don't look the same anymore, how old you are. They can be wonderful, but because they don't match up with what we wanted or what we thought we should have, it's disappointing. There's shifting family roles. So for instance, if mom or grandma or whomever cooks the entire dinner can't anymore or isn't there, then... You know, or there's a significant other or spouse or a family member absent due to death, divorce, estrangement, or even a kid who's studying abroad. So then we just feel there's a loss.
There's somebody missing. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, how do you fill the gap? Yeah.
Exactly. The other thing is shoulds. You know, we get stressed due to others' inabilities to follow very rigid ideas on what makes a holiday.
No, this is the way we're supposed to do it.
Yes. We have to have hot chocolate here, and we have to do this here, and it doesn't matter if you want to or not. So,
yeah, because I'm in charge.
Exactly. We get controlling. We all do this.
So with the holidays here at hand and all of these thoughts in mind, what can we do? What should we do?
Okay, so I am going to give everybody some tips here to take control, take back their own holidays. So the first thing we have to think about, be honest about what's important and meaningful for you during the holidays. Now, this may take some introspection. You know, I think about what's important to me during the holidays. I would love to sit on the couch and watch a Christmas movie. I don't think my kids want to do that with me. So we need to find some balance.
Well, then right now you're not going to be able to do that because they're busy moving the couch for you.
Yes, this is true. I have no couch right now. I'm a little homeless, so I will have to manage that for myself. I will not get that right now. But later. So the other, so you bring me to a wonderful point. Be flexible.
Yeah.
So let go of those rigid expectations. Have your eyes open to what is new and what can be fun, what can be enjoyable, ways to stretch yourself about what you think can be fun.
Or start new traditions. You know,
exactly.
It's okay to ditch the old ones if they're not fitting anymore and start some new ones.
Yes, and why don't we think of that? So again, be accepting and be creative. So accepting of change. Change happens. It's part of life. Maybe we had a string of three Christmases at the most that were the same, and we think we want all of them to be like that forever. Not going to happen. And then to your point, be creative. So, you know, what can we do? What new traditions can we start? I encourage everybody to start one new tradition this year.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for whatever it is that you're going to be doing, start one new tradition, big or small, it doesn't matter. And then for yourself, identify one or two requests that would make the holiday special for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that would be, but we often think what would make the holiday best for family, kids, friends, coworkers, but what would make it feel like a holiday to you is a huge question we don't ask ourselves.
Right.
And then find one or two aspects of each family member that you respect. So be thinking in your head instead of, you know, if there's somebody difficult or if there's difficult stuff going on in your family, think beforehand of, you know, but what do I respect about them? Yeah. What do I enjoy about them?
Yeah. Instead of, you know, I hate the way he or I hate the way she or why does she always or why does he always?
Exactly. We get all wound up in that. And then it's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, one interesting and I think kind of creative thing to do for Thanksgiving, go around the table and we often share something we're grateful for. But share something you're grateful for the person sitting on your right. So what this will do is it's going to elicit a feeling of appreciation from both yourself and the person on your right. And appreciation is shown to be a real protective factor in relationships. All right. So you're actually building that positivity when you're sitting there.
And no cheating by selecting who you want to sit next to. So, you know, what would be cool would be to put everybody's name in a bowl and you draw them out and then you say, here's seat number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that way you mix it up and then you never know who you're going to sit next to.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Well, that way, you know, the host or hostess isn't dictating who's going to sit where or whatever.
Yeah,
and you don't get to go, you know, well, you always get to sit by him. How come I never get to sit by him, you know?
Right. And then you...
Especially when you have a large family.
Yeah, you get to know people maybe you haven't talked to in a few years.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of fun.
Put the names in a bowl and draw them out.
I'm going to do that. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. So next week we'll talk about...
overspending and overeating. I don't know if that's a problem for any of you. It tends to be a problem for me. So we are going to look at that next week.
We'll find out what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen, with Thrive Psychology Dr. Mitzi Kalin. Always a delight, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.